What the grace of God accomplishes in our lives, April 15, changes us from sinners to saints. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 1:18. God is clothed with power. He is able to take those who are dead in trespasses and sins, and by the operation of the Spirit which raised Jesus from the dead, transform the human character, bringing back to the soul the lost image of God. Those who believe in Jesus Christ are changed from being rebels against the law of God into obedient servants and subjects of His kingdom. They are born again, regenerated, sanctified through the truth. The world is to see God in His followers. Life and immortality are brought to light through those who are one with God in Christ. It is our privilege to have the spirit of light and knowledge that is the wisdom of heaven. All who have this spirit, in whatever position they may be placed, the highest or the lowest place of service, will reveal in their work the power of this light and knowledge. Constantly we behold Him who lived among men a life of perfect obedience. The more closely we behold Him, the more clearly we shall resemble Him in character, and the greater will be our efficiency in working for others. We shall be lifted far above the trials and perplexities of this life. Self is to be hidden. Christ alone is to appear, full of grace and truth. Heaven is to begin on this earth. When the Lord's people are filled with meekness and tenderness, they will realize that His banner over them is love, and His fruit will be sweet to their taste. They will make a heaven below in which to prepare for heaven above. He who receives Christ by living faith has a living connection with God. He carries with him the atmosphere of heaven, which is the grace of God, a treasure that the world cannot buy. If you would be a saint in heaven, you must first be a saint on earth.